I am passionate about life, choices, democracy, animals, green spaces and justice. I struggle with favoritism, lack of responsibility and passing the buck. I am proud to run a small business in Delta for 33 years and have resided here for 18. My name is Monica Colvin and I am running for council. My hope as a councillor is to make City Hall more accessible to all residents. I plan to have a designated, direct line and/or an available cell phone number. It is wonderful to publish a slate of virtuous ideas, however, reality dictates that decisions are up to the voters. And, so they should be. Are we tired of the rhetoric on voting day and little substance for 4 years? Talk to a person, not a computer. My pledge to voters is, I will fight for a community plan as legislated by provincial law. I will focus on an environmentally relevant and protected Delta, which includes promotion of a Burns Bog Education Center. I will advocate for creative housing and not just high-rises. I will advocate for our North Delta truckers to have parking reinstated on Anasis Island, which could save expensive lot parking, decrease truck traffic during rush hour and decrease crime on the island. I will advocate against the Delta port expansion. I will focus on our Pacific Migratory Flyway and hope that voters would like to see some changes to preserve this. I would like to see more honesty from City Hall. I believe City Hall needs nonpartisan councillors to bring voters a choice, and therefore a voice. I will be that voice. A vote for me is truly a vote for your voice. What are your election issues? I have been a resident of Delta for 18 years and a small business owner for over 30. My business experience allows me to bring a strong sense of fiscal responsibility and input to the table. With two small girls in tow, my parents immigrated to Canada from Denmark in the 1960s. The move signaled hope for democracy and more personal living choices. Our family became entrepreneurs, and we were taught a strong work ethic and the importance of charity. I have been a volunteer in many areas in Delta, including emergency services. I volunteered at the Interior Fires and sandbagged in Princeton during the flood. My top priority in asking Delta residents to allow me to serve as council is simple democracy. My observation is that a large percentage of residents have virtually been silenced. Fewer council meetings, unattainable agendas, calls unanswered, promises not kept, monetary decisions that seem blatantly biased. My goal is to be an unbiased, independent voice who will question, be completely transparent as to the events and decisions in council. I will have a designated line whereby all calls will be returned by me. Having no party affiliation will allow me to vote on issues as residents wish. Delta's precious and delicate ecosystem is a high priority for me. I was a board member of the Burns Bog Society and presently on the Peatland Protection Society board. I am in favor of a Burns Bog Education Center as a tribute to our very unique ecosystem. I am a passionate animal lover and strong advocate for individual rights and freedom. I will re-examine Delta's housing action plan as it appears to be flawed, and advocate for a comprehensive Delta area plan as required by provincial law. It is time all residents get their money's worth and their voice heard.